Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of May. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. I attended my friend's investment seminar recently, and to me, it was amazing how there were many questions from the audience asking if they should be aggressively buying global properties. Of course, it is tough to generalize because there's always idiosyncratic factor at play for different markets. Nonetheless, the short and general answer from the macro standpoint is a no. And the key factor is the persistence in inflation. Now, the world had 30 years of collaboration since the fall of the Berlin Wall, and that led to rise in efficiency, lowering of cost, and thus low inflation. And this translates into a relatively low interest rate environment, which favors investments such as properties. But the move to a multi-polarized world and the rise of protectionism is disrupting the supply chain and leads to inflation being floored instead of being capped in that 30 years aforementioned. Structurally, we may not see again the kind of low interest rate levels back in the 2010s for a long, long, long time. And thus, it is quite unlikely to see the kind of tailwind for global properties that we saw in the past decade. Now, the US elections this year is going to set the tone on these topics for the next few years. Now, Trump said he would introduce new tariffs and significantly reduce US reliance on Chinese trade. So this is likely to hurt global economic growth and would be US dollar positive. It would also lead to uncertainties for both foreign enterprises as well as US companies and consumers. Now, Biden would likely do more of the same if he were to be re-elected. He is already looking to increase steel tariffs on China, and he may tighten up Chinese goods routed via other markets, and he would tackle the issue of overcapacity. So net-net, investors should not have the fantasy that the significantly lower rate environment would be returning anytime soon. Buying properties on dips is unlikely to lead to the kind of handsome returns in the past decade. In fact, it would be advisable to look at buying on dips for inflation hedges, such as US TIPS, and that's an opportunistic idea that we have. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.